Willie, can you tell me about the Orchard Centre and how you got referred to it?
I've been aware of the Orchard Centre for about 12 years now. I've been going regularly in the 12 years. Most of that time I've been a volunteer in the centre. I work in the cafe. I was originally referred through Roslyn Lee Hospital, where I was detoxing. Well, I'm originally a chef to trade. I'm basically left to my own devices about what food I prepare for the clients so I can get on with it. To me, it is my work, or as near as I can feel comfortable with work, as opposed to a 40-hour week thing, which I would find just far too much.
Louis, can you tell me about when you first heard about the Orchard Centre and how you got there?
I heard about it from a friend. I went to the Cullen Centre and they spoke about it, but they didn't advise me to go or anything, so it was through a friend.
What was it like the first day you went into the Orchard Centre?
I think I was so stressed, I can't remember. I think I just sat, or I think I went to art therapy to start with. So it was just coming in, sitting and going up instead of sort of going into anything else.
So how long have you been going?
About 5 years, I think.
So what is it that keeps you going?
I think if I hadn't had the Orchard Centre, I wouldn't be here, because you're able to talk to people and they're able to sort of ground you and keep you from doing anything that you shouldn't. Just you get the chance to volunteer and you get your own wee bit, and it's like a safety bit. So when you come in, you have your own bit and you just go in and you do whatever you have to do. I volunteer in the office, answer the phones, type in, filing if I have to, and photocopying if I have to. That's about the only two things I hate doing. But yeah, I do the newsletter as well. It's just a sort of a wee newsletter for the centre, about the centre and what goes on the front page. You normally have everything that's going on in it, like a diary type thing. And just anything that I think might be interesting. Sometimes we get stuff put in, by staff. I try and get somebody, a staff member, to put something in. Well, actually, Julie offered. So I've got this sort of thing about pets going on, and asking the staff if they'd say a bit about their animals, and having a photograph in as well. So it's been nice to read up and type up what they've given. And we've got the welfare fund as well, so it helps the Orchard Centre to help themselves. We have fundraisers to get money for the centre, and then we spend it. And we're trying to work out what to spend this lot that we're going to get, hopefully. But we've done different rooms up in the building since I've been involved in it. We changed the art room from the quiet room to the art room, and the quiet room and the art room to the quiet room. So that was quite a big thing.
Linda, can you tell me about how you heard about the Orchard Centre?
Through the doctor and Sylvia, I can't pronounce her name, it's like an Italian name. She advised me to come. As Willie said, I'm a volunteer in the cafe too, and the people are friendly. If I hadn't heard about the Orchard Centre, I would never have trusted people again. I've got one person in particular, Fenella. Was my art therapist one-to-one, and she was very good with me. I could do anything what I wanted, and with the staff, I'm getting quite a lot of support. And I'm very proud that I go to the Orchard Centre.
Last time we had this kind of conversation, I remember asking you about qualifications that you'd actually achieved that you were at the Orchard Centre. Would you mind telling me again about the ones that you've done?
My first one was volunteering first. No, food and hygiene. Second one was volunteering first. One from the Orchard Centre. And my emergency first aid.
And you studied all of those whilst you were at the Orchard Centre?
Yes. Right. And I'm proud of it because it was help from the Orchard Centre as well.
Mm. David, could you tell me about how you heard about the Orchard Centre?
Well, like Willie, I was detoxing. My own GP had recommended me to go to hospital, which was the Royal Edinburgh Hospital, and I went there for a period of time. The chap that was looking after me there, I don't know how he heard about it, probably just through his usual connections in his job, had heard of the Orchard Centre in Bonnyrigg. Since I came from Midlothian, he took me down in his car to the centre. I remember that day, I think it was a Tuesday afternoon of all days. First person I met when I was going through the door, I think, was Joan. But Joan had just started, I think, at that. I hadn't been in operation, just started. And I must admit, I wasn't terribly impressed with the centre. And I thought, no, I don't think this is going to be my cup of tea. And then one day I got a letter from Joan, I believe, and invited me to come back and see what's happening. So I thought, oh, well, fair enough, nothing to lose. So I went back. But this time, my period of detoxation, if that's the right way to pronounce it, in the Royal Edinburgh had come to an end, for a period anyway. So I started to come on and off to the Orchard Centre. And then gradually I began to go there more or less on a full-time basis. I got to new people. Things just sort of swung along. As I say, it just took a little bit of time and a little perseverance on my part, and so that I more or less go after I've got to know people, after I've seen people and that, I've just been going there every day, you know.
Louis, you talked about the Cullen Centre earlier on. How does the Orchard Centre compare with that, if at all?
It's totally different from the Cullen Centre, because Cullen Centre, you go maybe once a week, something like that, and talk to a sort of one-to-one, but there's no socialising at all. Whereas the centre's, it's all socialising and learning to be with other people and learning to, well, for me, that you're not the only person, that there are people around. And in a way, it's quite nice to know that you're not the only one that has problems, that, you know, there are other people that might be worse or on the same par. But it's nice to know that you can come out and there are other people and that they can help you get to where they are, or you can help them get to where you are.
Linda, have you been to other places like the Orchard Centre?
No. The Orchard Centre was the first place I had been to. It's good. You're meeting a lot of nice people, friendly. Staff are marvellous.
Midlothian's an awful small place. And the Orchard Centre, I can imagine that sometimes people will be going, oh, what do they go there for? What's that about? So I suppose I'm asking a question about how you feel the community, if I can use that word, sort of like has perceived yourselves as people who use the Orchard Centre, and whether you feel that you've been supported or understood or not.
I've been quite mystified and in a certain sense disappointed. Where are you going this morning, David? I'm going down to the centre. Well, my neighbours know that. I said, it's just round the corner. The Orchard Centre, the old council building. What do you do there? Well, I said, people go there because they have particular problems. It's now been taken over by a very, very good phrase, health in mind. And I think in this day and age, their health our health in mind is really very important. I mean, we just need to look at our daily newspapers and see why we should try and take a wee bit more responsible attitude to how we think and how we conduct ourselves each day and each week and each month, for that matter. So I'm really quite mystified as to why the Orchard Centre doesn't seem to, or has not, made an impact. Well, it has made an impact, obviously, but I would have expected a wee bit more, local people especially, more knowledgeable.
I would say, unfortunately, there's still a huge amount of the population don't want to know. You mentioned mental health, don't want to know. That's somewhere I didn't want to go. It's never going to happen to me, so why should I worry about it? Also, mental health is very often linked with criminal behaviour. So, Joe Public might think they didn't deserve any help anyway, they're nothing but thugs, or they should be locked up. It will be a continuing task to try and get the message across that it doesn't have to be like that. Not everybody with a mental health problem is a thug or a criminal. Sometimes you just need a bit of support to get you through a rough patch. People that know me, except me going to the Orchard Centre, they know what it is. But I also throw in and say, well, I've got my work, so that's my way around it. And they're okay, oh, that's fine. I think it'll be an ongoing problem, the stigma thing.
Louis, Linda, how do you feel about what David and William said? Does that ring bells for you? Does that sound right?
Yeah, but on a sort of positive thing, I still go to the clinic to get my wound done, and one of the receptionists actually asked me for stuff from the Orchard Centre to help her husband or partner. So, and the fact that she knew that I came was quite scary, but you know, it was quite nice to be asked.
Linda?
My neighbours think when you say you're going to the Orchard Centre, they think, oh, there's something personally wrong. So I just say, well, I'm a volunteer in the cafe and I go out to work. And I help people with disabilities, do my best for everybody, and just look after the people in the that come in and use the cafe and be pleasant, have a nice smile on your face. And it really is something that people should know about.